More than 300,000 Vermonters are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The state has one of the highest inoculation rates in the country, with nearly 77% of eligible residents receiving at least one dose. But getting a vaccine is not an easy take for everyone. For hundreds of Vermonters experiencing homelessness, scheduling the shot and getting the appointments can be difficult. Some are wary of getting inoculated. That's why the health department has partnered with community groups around the state to help distribute the vaccine to housing insecure populations. VPR's Liam Elder Connors visited one clinic in Burlington and has this report.
Why don't we do vaccines at that table and maybe check in at this table?
Yeah. Annalisa Reynolds sets down a cooler full of COVID-19 vaccines. Reynolds, a nurse at the Community Health Centers of Burlington, is at the COTS Day Station, a shelter opened during the day to help people experiencing homelessness.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to draw some things up.
It's around lunchtime when Reynolds and her two colleagues arrive. They're there to give 9 people their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. They also have a supply of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine for walk-in appointments. CHCB runs Vermont's only homeless health program, which provides medical services like primary care at no cost. Reynolds says having relationships with the community helps her get more people vaccinated.
As you have all these different, like, specialty clinics that are popping up with, like, the BIPOC community and other places, it's like comes down to trust. And whenever you're working with a community that has been, like, disenfranchised, taken advantage of, that trust is paramount if you want people to have good health goals.
CHCV is also bringing the vaccine to people. In addition to the day station, Reynolds and her team go to motels where the state has housed people during the pandemic. Rita Markley, the executive director of COTS, says the mobile clinic is critical.
But if they had to get on the bus to go to Essex Junction or one of the pop-up sites, for us, we have 130 people staying at the Quality Inn. We've got 50 over at the days. Like, managing that would just be impossible. So this is fantastic.
So, yeah, Lisa, we're good with the Johnson & Johnson, correct?
Yeah.
People start to trickle in for their shot. Most are here for a second dose, but there are some walk-ins, like this one.
Well, this is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, so it's just one. You would get the one vaccine today, and then you would be good, which is the perk of this one versus the other ones.
Another person, a 24-year-old who asked not to be named, arrives for his second shot. He found out about the clinic through Spectrum, an organization that helps at-risk youth and young people experiencing homelessness.
Spectrum made it really easy to just be like, just come with us and show up and you'll get it.
Just be a couple minutes and they'll come.
Especially for, like, kids that, or people that are just, like, struggling to just, like, get their daily lives, just, like, to get out of bed, you know? It can be hard to just make an appointment to just get a COVID shot. So they made it really easy.
As the clinic starts to wind down, Reynolds calls another shelter manager to see if they have anyone who wants a shot. She says she's determined not to let any vaccine go to waste.
If I have, like, 3 doses of Johnson & Johnson left, like, I'm hunting people down. I'm, like, calling different case managers, I'm calling different hotels to figure out who's where.
Reynolds says they vaccinated close to 200 people in the homeless community so far, and they haven't had to throw out a single dose. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors.